following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Yes. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I know I'm doing my pre-Mardi Gras little parade around the studio. It's fun. It's fun. You know, the first parade, John Bell, everyone.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Yes. The first parade is the 13th, next Saturday. It's coming up. The Dauphin Island Parade. You love going to that one, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to go to the first.
You got to come back down. Another opportunity for you to utilize your motorhome, shed, shelter lodge thing, whatever it is back there.
Is that an invitation to park in your yard again?
Yeah.
You heard that, folks. I've got witnesses. Yeah, I'll be here with a few extra folks, maybe.
Sure, you can bring some people.
All right, then. I'll just bring my entire family.
Keep it down back there.
You don't know my family.
We'd be happy to have you.
You say that now.
And as we announced last week, the show is back on the schedule at FM Talk 106.5.
For how long?
Permanently.
Get out of here.
Or at least as long as they'll have us, you know? We're on Saturdays at 4 p.m. and then Sunday mornings at 7.
So every weekend, we're going to have to do this twice.
Nope. The Sunday morning 7 a.m. replay is the same great show, just fewer carbs. And the show's also available on demand via the podcast. You can find that at fmtalk1065.com. Also, you can find us, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Like us on Facebook, because we do put up our podcast there every week as well. I think we're going to start putting it up on Friday nights so you can get a jump on the weekend. Gather everyone round with some Friday evening beverages and enjoy the show. Not sure what time we're going to do that. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe 7 o'clock? That'd probably be a good time to release it. Oh, and speaking of Facebook, I don't know why it has really kicked up into high gear, but those creepy direct messages are starting to come through. And it's not just me. Friends of mine are saying, you know, what is going on? And they always seem to come from the same type of person. They don't put a profile picture up at all. It's just still got the blue silhouette. Either they send you a direct message or they slide into a thread. Their wording is always kind of strange, and sometimes it doesn't make sense at all. But if creepy Facebook dude actually had a conversation with me, that would be super creepy. I wonder what it would be like actually talking with creepy, smarmy Facebook dude. I'm glad you called. I need to talk to you about these messages you've been sending. You're saying some pretty stalky things.
Should I say you are a woman of substance? You might call it flattering.
Horrifying. You don't have a profile picture. You really scared my friend Judith. And look, nobody believes your name is Crown Prince. Okay? So who are you?
I am Johnson by name.
Of course. You're not on anybody's friend list. You don't need to be sliding into people's DMs and...
But that does not mean you should not say hello to a beautiful lady when you see one.
That's exactly what it means.
This is just a way to say you look good.
How do you know how anybody looks? Unless you're just trolling around?
I just saw your profile and felt complimenting is not a bad idea.
It's not a good one. You must live on the dark side of the web.
I live in Leicester, UK. but I'm from Colorado.
Tim, find out if the sheriff still knows somebody at the Colorado State Police.
I work as an engineer. I'm a single dad.
Because she dug out with her bare hands.
And I've been praying a new love to come by.
Why do you send these random messages?
I'm telling you all this because maybe I just want to be open-minded with you.
But why are you picking on Judith and any other woman that doesn't know you? And me? Why'd you send one to me?
Your profile went straight to my heart and not hiding in shadows.
What's that? What's that? You're hiding where?
I love vacation.
Nobody asked.
Outing my family.
Outing your family?
Beach walk as well as shopping.
Oh.
Travel, passion, fine food.
What do you want from us?
My wish here is to get involved in serious relationship. I will await your email and response as soon as I can. Take care of yourself. Love.
Okay, you can stop. That is creepy on so many levels. You know how they say, you can't make this stuff up? Might not be exactly how they say it, but I'll say stuff. Because we like being on the air. We didn't make that up. That is an actual message. It's come through several times, actually, over the last handful of years. You know, you get those weird, you know, the Nigerian prince and want us to wire him some money or deposit into an offshore bank account or anything like that. So just delete them, girls, and absolutely don't give them any personal information. I can't imagine anybody would do that. But there's always somebody out there who might fall for it.
I'm so excited. I finally got a computer. I'm on the internet and I have a free email account. But I'm so lonesome. Nobody ever sends me any mail.
There's no need to be lonely. You can get a mailbox full of mail every day. Dozens, hundreds, possibly even thousands of pieces of email just for you.
What do I need to do?
Just sign up for this special mail service and pay $29.95 a month. Just $29.95 a month and you'll get thousands of pieces of mail.
Oh, this is so wonderful. Look, this one offers me medication at prices much lower than the ones I pay here in the U.S. Here's someone promising I'll get lucky tonight. It must involve four-leaf clovers. And look at this. Here's a prince from Nigeria who wants me to take care of millions of his dollars. How trusting. Maybe he's looking for a wifey poo.
Never be lonely again. Get thousands of pieces of email every day with special offers, new ideas, fantastic photographs, products, stock tips, fishing expeditions.
Would you look at that? They spelled fishing with a P-H. Sillies.
Send your money to us. Special People Abundant Mail. Just use our initials.
Hey, that spells spam.
And you'll get all the mail you can handle. And then some.
I never knew the internet was such a friendly place.
Sign up today and the mail will never stop. No matter how hard you try.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to our show, having a little fun with us, because it is more fun when you are listening. It just is. More funner for us. Yeah, I know. I just like that word, funner. We've all been together so long, it's sometimes, I don't know, we do irritate one another somewhat, just a little, maybe just a tiny bit. And just knowing that you guys are out there, it makes it better for us. It really does. So thank you for being here with us. One of the things my husband and I bought for Christmas for ourselves was a new gun safe. And the Roxbury Players got to thinking about what would be a great type of safe to put on the market for folks who don't own guns, they don't want a gun in the house. What would they purchase instead, thereby needing a specific type of safe? What would those commercials sound like?
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh my God! Somebody's trying to break into our house! Honey!
I done told you! The unemployment office don't open till 8. Now go back to sleep!
You idiot! Open the safe! We have to protect the kids! All of our things, my jewelry! Where's that monkey at? What's the problem?
I'm trying! It's stuck!
Oh, we're all gonna die!
I can't get to him!
What would you do in this situation? When your family is threatened, how will you protect them if you can't get to your monkey quickly?
I'm trying, it just won't open.
Loser.
We need a safe, reliable way to contain our primate.
It's a fact. This year, 1 in 10 homes will be invaded. You know this, but you don't want guns in the house. You've exercised your Second Amendment rights and secured a primate to protect you and your family. But how can you be sure your monkey will be ready when it comes time to defend you? At Primate Vault, our store boasts over 44,000 square feet of an unbeatable selection of safes, cabinets, and vaults for your home or office. Primate Vault offers state-of-the-art protection for your monkey so you can be ready.
Rhonda, call the police! I'm fixing to go apeshit on this dude!
Primate Vault is proud to represent top manufacturers and offers all standards and sizes. Your primate will love our vast selection and expertise, and you'll love our free shipping. Make sure you, your loved ones, and your valuables are well protected. Invest in your future. Get a Primate Vault in your home today, and check out our new Primate Vault with Identiscan.
What's that?
Gain control of your monkey with only your fingerprint.
Huh?
That's right. With a simple swipe of the hand, your Primate Vault recognizes your DNA.
Let me try.
Just don't get too close.
Ow, hit me! And protect all your important papers and valuables from water damage with our newly designed marsupial waterproof safes. Our waterproof safes are smaller, more portable, and have a waterproof seal to keep their contents and your marsupials dry. Many of our marsupial safes include additional features such as mounting hardware, adjustable shelves, drawers, wheels, live locking door bolts.
Hey, what's a marsupial?
Don't be ignorant, Luther.
Huh?
Marsupials is any viviparous, non-placental mammal such as possums, kangaroos, wombats, and bandicoots.
What's a bandicoot?
It's kind of like Nancy Pelosi without the eyebrows.
Take advantage of the special radio offer and purchase your Primate Vault Factory Direct. Our factory-trained technician will deliver and install to ensure your monkey is comfortable, content, and rested when it comes time to defend your family. No representation is made that the quality of the primate protection services to be performed is greater than the quality of primate services performed by other monkeys.
A monkey is a primate and not a type of ape. An ape is a primate and not a type of monkey. A chimpanzee is a type of ape. So it's a primate, but not a monkey.
When it comes to your family's safety, we don't monkey around.
Thanks, Primate Vault!
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us. We will be right back with some not-so-serious Mardi Gras coverage.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. It's important that children are watched closely and never left unattended. Should your child get separated from you or the group, be sure they know your full name as well as their own, their phone number, and address. Children should also be advised not to climb on, over, or under barricades, as this poses multiple hazards for them and others. Keep little ones close by. Children are small, quick, and can easily get lost in a crowd. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Make sure safety is a top priority to help keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
Hi, Jolene. It's Adeline.
Hi, Adeline.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing really well. How are y'all?
Well, we've been doing pretty good.
Good.
I was doing much better after I got rid of all my in-laws after the holidays.
I heard about that.
And then people hung around forever.
Sorry.
We hooked up the Airstream and headed east to Mississippi.
It's west. You're in Alabama.
That's what I said.
You said east.
Okay, well, west then, whatever.
Okay. Where are you at now?
We are in beautiful Covington County, Mississippi, at the Okotoma KOA. They're located at...
Adeline?
North of Hattiesburg, which is about 70 miles from the beautiful Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Okay.
Some of these sites are right on the lake, but we didn't get one of them because of Jeb's sleepwalking.
Oh, that's too bad.
They have a nice, well-equipped clubhouse. It's right up there in the pine trees and the magnolias.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, they got a nice meeting space with a kitchen and a dining area in case you would like to have a get-together.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's nice and all, but you remember what happened the last time we stayed somewhere with a clubhouse?
Kinda. Refresh me.
Them stupid women showed up.
Oh, that bunch of women that call themselves the Gigi's?
Right, stupid.
They're just proud grandparents, you know? And plus, you don't own the whole place. You can't be that way. What do they do that's so bad anyway?
They're telling all them stories about Disney World. Take out all them pictures, and who cares, you know what I'm saying?
Some people enjoy being a grandparent. Line. That's what happened, wasn't it? The last place you were that had a clubhouse.
We got asked to leave.
What did you do?
Because I swore I saw one of them women smoking a cigar outside on the deck, and she had like...
Had what?
Well, her upper arm, she looked like Popeye and had tattoos all over the place, and it did not look like a woman to me, so...
You should have been minding your own business. They were just having their little meeting, having fun.
I didn't think she needed to be up there, so I thought I needed to report it.
Oh, man.
You can't be too careful these days, Jolene.
I agree with that, but I think you should have let the grown women police themselves, you know?
So now, if ever we're staying at a place that's got a clubhouse, we just gotta be real careful.
As do the folks inside the clubhouse.
Well, and they have a pool, but no lifeguard on duty, so...
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, because the chances of me drowning in my martini glass are very slim. We can't drink around the pool anyway. If I wanted to drink, I had to stay right there in the campsite.
You haven't left the campsite at all, have you?
Exactly.
You know, it might be a good idea. Just throwing it out here for you. You and Jeb go to all these wonderful locations, these terrific campsites and RV resorts. You need to get out a little more. You never leave the RV. Get out. Get a little exercise.
You know, you're probably right.
Hey, we are up against a break, not really.
Check back in with us next week.
All right. Try to put on some Neil Diamond, would you?
Talk radio. Can't play Neil Diamond songs.
Bye.
Talk radio. That's where you're typically going to find shows like this one. Primarily on the weekends and at night, because during the day they have their hard-hitting news shows, the political talk shows. You know, the shows with substance. However, there is something to be said for ridiculous programming as well.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Belle Cadeau, welcoming you to Belle's Kitchen. As you can hear in the background, we are preparing for the Mardi Gras season here along the Gulf Coast with Mobile's own Bay City Brass Band. Aren't they fabulous? Also joining me today, as always, the only man allowed in my kitchen, the inimitable Alec Naiman.
Hey, Miss Bell.
What do you have fabulous for us today, dear?
All right. I get these calls all the time. You know, people call me a lot.
We know.
I guess I tell y'all that every week.
Kinda.
Once or twice.
Yeah, people call me all the time. They say, you know, I don't even know how to make beef stew. I'm thinking, some good old home cooking beef stew. Great family meal. Usually I like leftovers because I want to eat more tomorrow. But good old beef stew. Well, what all do we do for beef stew? Well, it's got a lot of ingredients in it because you put a lot of things in beef stew. I mean, you got your beef, you got carrots, and you got potatoes, and you got celery and onions and tomatoes. And
I guess you need a can or two of beef stew, right?
So basically, let me tell you what you do. Either get out a big old saucepan or a Dutch oven.
Right, the Dutch oven isn't where I put it.
I got it. The Dutch oven is right here. It's filed under B.
B?
For big pot. Mm. Not to be confused with another big pot file I have.
Alec, what temperature, dear?
You want to do it about medium heat. And you heat a little bit of oil down there. Now, I take and I chop me up some carrots and some celery and some onions and things like that. And I saute those down first. I want to get them a little tender. Then I take my chunks of meat. Here's the deal about beef stew. You can buy some expensive meat and it helps your meat be tender automatically, or you're going to have to stew down the beef stew until the meat becomes tender. So if you buy a piece of meat like a round steak or some round meat or some shoulder or some chuck. Those meats are going to have a tendency to be a little tough. But listen, you don't have to spend a lot of money on the meat. You can go with the round steak or the shoulder meat or the chuck roast and cut it up into little stew meat. So that'll be fine. So take that and brown that in the skillet with the carrots and the onions and the celery, okay? Make it all tender. Once that meat's good and brown, okay, and you've sauteed it good, I'd say you got to saute it good 5-6 minutes. And I begin to add some tomatoes, some crushed tomatoes or diced tomatoes. I go on to add a little bit of my dry red wine, okay, some dry red wine. I let that wine reduce down. You got to let it evaporate some. So let the wine cook away for about 1 or 2 minutes before you keep adding. Then I sprinkle in some thyme. I throw in a bay leaf or two. I certainly salt and pepper, pinch of garlic. I bring all that to a little boil. All right, now it's not much juice, but the tomatoes and stuff did create a little bit of juice. I reduce the heat and simmer gently, partially covered, okay? Stirring occasionally for about 45 minutes. Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you?
What's that?
You want to know where the juice came from?
That's what I was talking about. You gotta add some beef stew juice to the beef stew.
I got it. You gotta add a couple of cups of water. Or you can get you a couple of cans of beef stock, which I recommend beef stock. But if you don't want to spring for the stock, just add you a couple of cups of water to it. All right, now you're bringing it all to a boil. You reduce the heat and simmer. You want all this to cook down for about 45 minutes. That'll make the meat tender, okay? That's the secret. Then at the last minute, I get me some little pearl onions. And I get some larger carrots, okay? Maybe like baby carrots, you know, not diced up. Because I wanted the little diced up stuff because I wanted that flavor to go with my onions and my celery stuff. And now I'm going to throw in baby carrots. It doesn't take them long to cook down and become tender. So I get some carrot chunks, and I get some potatoes at this point. I dice up my potatoes, add a little more water, and then I cook it covered again for about 40 minutes. Now you say, boy, that sounds like a long time. Well, I'm sorry to say, beef stew does take about 1.5 to 2 hours if you want all your stuff, your potatoes to get done, if you want your gravy to thicken, if you want your meat to be tender. You just got to commit yourself to cooking something down for about a couple of hours. You boil you some rice and you serve your beef stew over the rice. Now you got plenty of corn and potatoes, and it makes a meal all by itself. It's got the vegetables in it, it's got the meat in it. So I call that my traditional beef stew.
Thanks, Alec. And we want to remind everyone to come get some of your delicious food, taste from all over the world, at Neiman's International Fine Foods inside the new Piggly Wiggly, Airport and University in Mobile. And speaking of Mobile and Baldwin County, we are in Mardi Gras season here on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast. So we'll launch into our Mardi Gras-themed recipes next week.
Throw me something, mister! Do I have to take my shirt off to get some Mardi Gras beads?
Lordy days, no.
No one wants to see your moobs, Earl.
Moobs? Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Yes,
I'm wearing my new support undershirt, Jolene button.
Disgusting.
See everybody next week.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for hanging out with us, coming along this weekend. It is a lot better when you're around. We can tell when you're listening. We can feel it. Ooh, also, if you haven't done it already, download the FM Talk 106.5 app. You'll be able to listen to all your favorite shows. All the podcasts are there. Be sure to download that app. Also, look for us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page. You can find our podcast there as well. And we actually started posting a sneak peek podcast on Friday evening. You can find that on our Facebook page as well. You can use us to get a jump on the weekend or listen to it as you're lying there with insomnia, trying to sleep on Friday night because your mind is still spinning from the day. Listening to us certainly won't help that. We'll probably make your head spin a little more, but at least we'll all be together. And when we come back from the break, you will see why we have never been asked to do any local Mardi Gras coverage or any kind of local coverage, ever. But that's okay. We'll keep it in-house. Stay right there. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, having a good time. You know, one of my favorite Roxbury players, she floats in and out of our orbit. Usually it's to come in and fuss at me about something. Hey, Gail.
How come all the other shows on this station had a Christmas party? Is it because of Earl T. setting fire to your car last year?
When Earl set fire to my car last year, I held everybody responsible for that. You were supposed to be watching him.
Listen, I told that fool he could not hook up that portable grill inside the car.
I can't believe you even brought that up.
Okay, so I got this list of show promotional announcements you want me to record.
Right, just some promotions, some station promos.
I don't think I can say this over the air.
Why not?
You want me to talk about how your show is funny?
Yeah, that's what we do here. We want to promote that. Did you have a problem with that?
I don't think it's all that funny, that's all.
Oh, man.
You want me to lie?
No.
I mean, if you write it so I could say maybe something like, hey, you all listen to Jolene Roxbury each weekend on this station? Because some of it is funny.
I'm not going to write a promo like that. Why are all you guys starting the year out for me like this? Complaining and stuff. Did Mother put you up to calling?
I'll talk to you later. Get a good buddy out.
I know Mother's behind this. I just know it. And for those of you who are not familiar with Gail Goodbody, here's a little segment. Let's see. Clickety click, click. Yes, here's a little segment featuring Gail Goodbody. It's one of my favorites.
Ever notice how many shows there are on television about hoarders? And like 15 shows about paranormal stuff? We have.
It seems the paranormal supernatural investigation subgenre that has cropped up on cable television over the past few years has grown exponentially in popularity. There are many shows to choose from, and you can typically find one on any given night on a number of networks. Coming soon to Roxbury Television.
We don't have a TV network.
Coming soon to Roxbury Television, as soon as we have a TV show.
That's totally better, thank you.
Two riveting reality shows combined into 1 hour of mind-numbing suspense. Paranormal hoarding investigations.
Our team has been called to a rural area of southern Georgia. Rusty Nutbolt describes to us the situation with his mother, as she believes a ghost is responsible for the thousands of items she has amassed in her home.
Well, thank God you're here. We just don't know what to do anymore.
I'm getting up in
Mother's
age.
Mother's getting up in age now. Well, she just keeps bringing stuff home.
Get that truck up yet?
This amount of crap is very unsafe.
Crap?
She goes to Goodwill and all them thrift stores and just brings everything home with her.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You gotta help us.
If I stole my cigarette.
Indeed, Mr. Nutbolt's mother was in need of our help. But would she accept it?
Get the hell out of my house!
Clearly, she was in denial.
Mama says it's a ghost bringing in all this stuff in the house, and I think she's losing it. And the neighbors are starting to talk.
Well, see, I told you, quit talking to them people. They just think I'm crazy!
Our next step was to make our way deep into the forest behind the house to see if, in fact, ghosts were responsible for purchasing thousands upon thousands of crappy items from thrift stores and bringing them into her home. Or was she just a nasty old woman who let too much crap pile up in her house?
It's a damn ghost!
To get to the bottom of things, we called in field specialist, paranormal expert, and hypnotist to the stars, Trey Vanderpoof. Trey, we'd like to find out if there are any spirits here who are filling this woman's home with crap. Are you picking anything up on your very official-looking paranormal thingy?
Yes, I'm definitely getting the feeling there's a man in the house with some unresolved issues. And oh my goodness.
A ghost?
Oh my goodness.
Is it a ghost?
Would you look at all these shoes?
Shoes?
Yes.
That's all you're seeing.
And most of these purses still had the tags on them. Girlfriend's done some serious shopping. Hello, 1-800-GOT-CRAP. When you come to pick up the order, don't touch those shoes or I'll scratch your eyes out.
Are we indeed encountering a ghost? Or is this simply the case of a hoarding old woman denying responsibility for the retail regurgitation that has taken over her home? Our vast experience with cases such as this has led us to the conclusion that in extreme cases, it is helpful to talk to the neighbors. I am talking with Gail Goodbody, the across-the-street neighbor of Mrs. Nutbolt. Mrs. Goodbody, what can you tell us?
All I can tell you is that somebody needs to get that crazy woman out of their house.
So you're of the opinion that she's faking it?
Don't listen to that woman. She just wants my shoes.
Me and my husband sit up on the porch that night, and you can just hear all kind of noise going on over there.
Do you suspect a ghost? Have you ever called the police?
The police go by there all the time. Shine that light on the house, but don't nobody see nothing. Have you seen all the stuff in that house?
Indeed, I have. We're here investigating the fact that Mrs. Nutbolt claims a ghost is responsible.
She says she got ghosts.
That's what she's claiming.
All the ghosts that lady got is in her head, because she's crazy.
And we conclude yet another successful case of paranormal hoarding investigations.
Roxbury.
She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding. She's walking. She's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Soccer, they dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Hope you guys are having a fantastic weekend. And if it's not all that great, well, I hope we helped make it a little more tolerable. The Roxbury Players and I, we always wanted to do live Mardi Gras coverage. And so we were told, hey, put something together, create something, let us see what you can do. What would you do if you were covering any portion of Mardi Gras? So we decided we would come up with something different, like perhaps an after Mardi Gras event coverage. We thought we could show how community-minded we are, pulling everybody together to clean up, help some of the city workers, make it a community thing, keep the good times rolling, kind of.
Welcome, everybody, to the big Mardi Gras cleanup parade.
Don't look now, Steve, but here comes the Hushpuckany marching band.
You'll notice they're all wearing cleats so that papers, streamers, squashed moon pies, and other debris sticks to the bottom of their feet.
And look at that choreography. They take 10 steps forward, then hop on the left foot while pulling debris from the right foot. Then they repeat the entire pattern on the opposite side.
And the trombones are doing double duty, reaching the slides up into the trees to snag the beads hanging there.
These guys are the kings of sanitary choreography.
Indeed they are, Tiffany.
And here comes our first float.
And it really is floating. Floating on high-pressure water that's being used to wash off the pavement.
Following the float is a convertible carrying this year's Queen of Cleanup, Queen Palucia, and the big band sounds of the Decontaminators.
After the Fat Tuesday Bash, downtown's covered in trash. So clean up, 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 clean up. Now those bottles, glass, and cans, let's pick them up, let's use our hands. And clean up, 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 clean up now.
People are throwing stale candy, broken toys, and even, whew, more smooshed moon pies from the sidewalk.
They're really filling up that convertible.
Ew! Oh, there goes one more disposable diaper. I think that one had a funnel cake in it. Or at least something that started out as a funnel cake.
That's quite a collection of trash.
Speaking of trash, doesn't Queen Palutia look darling in that leather thong and hot pink tube top?
She's checking out the stale candy as it comes into the car and placing the one she considers to be edible into her tube top.
And wow, here comes the horse patrol.
Really? I don't see any horses.
No horses, just the guys and gals who clean up what the horses leave behind.
Oh, of course, the shovel brigade.
The Super duper pooper scoopers.
With one fluid motion, they scoop up the poop and throw it into the wheeled trash barrels.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
What an unfortunate time for a stiff breeze to blow through.
Unfortunate for the horse patrol. I think the end of the parade is getting near. As you may know, our city has a constant problem with people putting trash in the gutters, which causes huge problems when it comes to stormwater drainage and proper runoff. Thus, the need for Gary the Gutter Guardian.
And here comes Gary the Gutter Guardian now. Look at his antics.
Gary's job each year is to keep parade clutter from being thrown into the gutter. It looks like Gary is giving yet another citizen a lesson on gutter etiquette.
Well, when it comes to Mardi Gras, it ain't no bash till we've cleaned up the trash. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. It's important that children are watched closely and never left unattended. Should your child get separated from you or the group, be sure they know your full name as well as their own, their phone number, and address. Children should also be advised not to climb on, over, or under barricades, as this poses multiple hazards for them and others. Keep little ones close by. Children are small, quick, and can easily get lost in a crowd. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Make sure safety is a top priority to help keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
This is Baldwin County Sheriff Hall Smack. Sometimes protecting the citizens of Baldwin County is not always happy work. We need a little laughter in our day. We do that by listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mom.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, look, if you have a chance later today, like after you're finished with your show.
Yeah?
I need you to come over and fix the toilet seat.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I can't hear your show.
What does your toilet seat being broken have to do with listening to my show?
Well, kind of ironic, actually. I always thought it was a pretty crappy show.
Mama? That's mean.
Oh, I kill me.
All right, what's wrong with the toilet seat?
Well, it's broken.
Okay.
It slides all over the place.
Oh, dear.
You know, they don't make toilet seats like they used to, Jolene.
Okay.
They used to put it together with steel bolts.
Bolts?
Screws and bolts, you know, the little packet that came with it.
The hardware.
Back in the day, when you put a toilet seat on, you knew that baby was going to be on there 50 years later.
I understand.
They don't make things like they used to anymore.
I agree.
Did you know that after World War II, they gathered up all the hardware that they used to use when they made tanks? They gathered up all the nuts and bolts and all that hardware, and they sent them stateside to all the toilet seat factories.
Uh-huh. They used toilet seat hardware to make army tanks.
Yeah, because that's where a lot of the servicemen were getting jobs, you know.
Okay.
It's true.
Hmm.
Have I ever made anything up, Jolene?
Constantly.
Yeah, well, anyway, so right there around the late 40s and the 1950s, those were prime toilet seat making years, baby. Whenever you go in an old home, you can rest assured the toilet seats are original to the house.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying at some point they stopped using the tank hardware for the toilet seats?
The military started making more tanks, so they recalled all the toilet seat hardware.
Okay.
You know, because they used to use them for the tanks.
I'm with you.
And that's when they started using the crappy plastic stuff.
The kind that breaks.
Yeah.
It's It's quite a story.
You don't believe me, do you?
Not really.
All you gotta do is go through some old news footage, like when a tornado passes through a town and you see all the destruction and whatnot.
Yeah.
Look closely in all that aerial footage.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those houses, some of those older homes in the historic area, the only thing you see left standing is a toilet. And I guarantee you, if it's an old house with the correct toilet seat hardware, the toilet seats are still attached.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. But Mama, I'm confused. You said that your broken toilet seat is preventing you from listening to my show. What are you talking about?
Right, I can't hear your show.
I still don't get it. I'm sorry.
Well, like I said, my toilet seat's broken, and every time I sit on it...
Okay, don't talk
every
about...
Every time it. I sit on it, it slides back and forth.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
Can be.
I sat down 2 weeks ago and slid right into the cat box.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever had clumping cat litter stuck to your butt, Jolene?
I can't say that I have. No, ma'am.
All right, then.
So the seat slides.
Well, it slides back and forth, so I had to shove something between the toilet seat and the lavatory. And the only thing that works is my little portable radio.
And that's the radio you use to listen to my show.
Right.
So when you've got the radio wedged in there between the toilet seat and the cabinet there, you can't hear the show?
Oh, sure, I can hear it, but I have to press my face between the toilet and the lavatory, and it's very narrow.
Okay.
Plus, it's nasty. There's all kinds of dust bunnies and God knows what on that floor.
Don't do it. I'll come fix it.
You gotta come fix it.
I'm gonna come fix it.
All right. I'll put on some coffee.
I'll see you soon.
Love you, baby.
I love you too, Mom.
I see people going to college for 14 years, studying to be doctors and lawyers. I see people getting up at 7:30 every morning, going to work at the drugstore to sell flare pins. But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing
the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Greetings, dear.
Hey, Martha, everybody, it's our very own Martha Stewart. How you doing, Martha?
I'm splendid, and you?
Fantastic.
Well, dear, as you know, one of my favorite things to do on a Saturday is to spend a few hours gathered round the back end of a sport utility vehicle, throwing back a few cold ones with my buds.
You mean tailgating? What do you mean buds? You got buds?
Actually, it's just the security crew from the network parking garage.
Oh, and they wanted to hang out with you?
I told them there was free beer.
Oh.
Hold up, girl. Coming through, coming through. Hi, y'all. Let's get ready to cook something yummy. You got my microphone ready?
Oh, and Paula Deen. Sorta.
Let's get right to it. You know, a tailgating party wouldn't be complete without...
Southern fried chicken nuggets.
Roasted lamb.
Beer battered onion rings.
Poached eggs, smoked salmon.
Pigs in a blanket. Yummy.
Spinach and brie chicken with tomato orzo.
Seven-layer taco dip, yum!
And no pregame party is complete without portobello broccoli and red pepper melts.
Martha, how about some good old creamy down-home southern coleslaw?
Today we'll be preparing bok choy carrot and apple slaw.
Bok choy? Ain't he a rapper? Lil Bok Choy?
No, it was Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
Right.
Do you mind?
All right. Is it difficult to prepare?
If you have 20 minutes, even an idiot can prepare this. For this recipe, you will need 4 to 6 heads of baby bok choy, also known as Chinese white cabbage, 1 teaspoon of coarse salt, unpeeled apple cut into matchsticks, 2 large shredded carrots, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 1 teaspoon finely grated peeled fresh ginger, and of course, ground black pepper. All right, we're going to half the baby bok choy lengthwise. Rinse under cold water to remove grit.
How about some cheese grit?
Shut up. Cut crosswise into thin strips. Place in a large colander.
I've got a colander. This vintage porcelain colander belonged to my great-grandmother.
Don't care, and sprinkle with coarse salt. Toss to coat. Top with a plate that fits inside the colander.
This Blue Ridge crabapple plate belonged to my great-aunt Bertha, and it'll
fit with heavy objects such as a skillet or canned goods. In a large bowl, mix apple, carrots, lemon juice, vegetable oil, and peeled fresh ginger. Add bok choy. Season with coarse salt and ground pepper and toss.
Martha, you've got to talk slower. Don't you care if anybody can understand you?
Not really. And before you know it, your tailgate will be the envy of all the other people at the match.
That'd be a football game.
A game.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay.
Talk with you soon, dear.
Thanks, Martha. Looking forward to that, aren't we?
Maybe just a little bit. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And we want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour page. Join us next weekend right here on FM Talk 106.5. And speaking of them, you need to download their app because that's where you can find all the shows they have there, all the local voices you love, the local shows you love. Did I say local? Exactly. On behalf of all the Roxbury players, again, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be right here when you come back. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.